one-dimensional. They can't really pass. So I am going to take Cass City, but in a close one.
WLAW Sports is proud to present the Strong Side All Things High School Football every Sunday at 7 p.m. throughout the entire season on Sports Talk 102.1. Join me and Paul Adams in studio this week on the Strong Side this Sunday. It's time for another quick break on the WLAW Sports Network. We'll break down the game ahead of us right now.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list and close to three decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, 872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron County.
And this is Tanya Oberski, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big national impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Oberski or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Oberski, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal, call us and make an appointment today.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
It's Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon. Tuesday night, head south over the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night with most Mexican items under $6. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Night with entrees to tantalize the most discriminating palate. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep, the all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with a salad bar, all for just $8.95. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.95. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Stay up to date with WLEW Sports on Twitter. Simply follow at WLEW Sports to receive in-game updates, stats, and even photos from the game. That's at WLEW Sports. Clark Ramsey, Mike Meiser, Kayla Carson, and Doug Cole in the booth today for WLEW Sports Network, your broadcast team tonight on a beautiful night from Vassar, Michigan. The green machine of the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers has had no breakdowns thus far through 4 weeks, entering tonight's contest at a perfect 4-0, the second straight year of such a record for the Lakers. This matches the 1997 and 1998 seasons, in which consecutive seasons the green and white have been perfect through four games. Since 2011, the Laker football program has succeeded in securing more wins in each season than the one prior, last year finishing at 7-3 and making the playoffs. Over the past 4 years, Adam Grabauskas has been at the helm.
Yeah, it's good to see Lakers got their program back going. This is a program with a lot of history. They were really good in the early 2000s, won a state championship in the early 80s, and I know there's a lot of guys out there on that state championship team that like to see this program back to where it is today. I think they're very well coached. I think they're a very, very good team again this season. I think they're going to finish even better than they did last season and hopefully make a playoff run this year.
The Lakers are amidst a three-game road trip currently, tonight concluding their travels. On this trip, they defeated Ubley 36-22, and then last week, Cass City 16-12 in a hard-fought battle.
Yeah, Katie was 3-for-3 passing for 32 yards, but then he went out with the injury mid-first quarter. Wisner came in as a freshman. He had 12 carries for 52 yards and a TD. What a step up for this kid as a freshman. I mean, Katie's huge for the team. He's been on the varsity for, this is his third year. When he goes down in the first quarter, I think a lot of people saw that score and it's like, wow, it was a lot closer than we thought it was. Well, when your quarterback goes down in the first quarter, if you come out with a W, period, I think as a coach you're happy, and I think as a team you're happy. They just need to rally from that. Looks like Katie is back today, so we'll see how they do from there. And that's all I got on that.
Mauricio Diaz-Reyes had 17 carries for 92 yards. He averaged 5.4 yards a carry. But he really wasn't the story of the game. Like Mike said, Wisner really stole the entire show. Lakers was not in good graces as far as injuries during that game go. Starting senior quarterback Dustin Katie left the game with 6:27 left in the first quarter. Terrence Dubes fought through an upper body injury. Lineman Austin McCabe went down to play. Wide receiver Seth Bowles left the game. And Brady Post all missed playing time at some point against Cass City. Been a game that Lakers was trailing 6-0 when KD went out. The freshman Brennan Wisner led the green and white down the field twice for scores, and that's all they need to win as their defense held their ground.
Yeah, defense was huge in this game. Like I said, when your quarterback goes down, your defense really needs to step up along with the QB, and Lakers defense definitely did that, forcing three turnovers of downs and recovered a fumble, which I think that was a deciding factor in the game, holding Cass City to only 12 points and to secure a four-point close victory.
And like Michael said, it appears that everyone is dressed tonight for the Lakers. We'll get security details on that as we get closer to the game, which is only 12 and a half minutes away from kick. You're listening to the WLAW Sports Game of the Week, Lakers at Vassar on the WLAW Sports Network.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try your free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Yes, I am. Hey, nice to meet you. Thanks for having us. We're all set. Thank you.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewaing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun. Mount and bore sight scopes and even custom sight and service is available. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Find Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie, Cuttyback, and more. Find a large selection of tree stands, binoculars, range finders, and knives. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house Saturday, October 4th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Leupold, Redfield, Smith & Wesson, Darton, and 10 Point, along with a shooting trailer full of hunting bows and crossbows. Special one-day-only open house pricing. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
Listen to WLEW Sports in more ways than ever before. Tune into Sports Talk 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android.